What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 201. All right, so just coming off what it was an insane week. We did all kinds of crazy stuff, pushed ourselves to the limit. We had, you'll hear about it in a second, but everything that you could do to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation, I feel like we did. Everything from cold plunges to saunas to, hiking, taking off, running straight up a mountain, shooting guns, getting yelled at, our Crosso Cowboy Challenge, just a little bit of everything. So it was a crazy week, and I know that there's a very powerful message that I was able to take away from doing all of that stuff that, of course, I'm going to pass on to you. So there it is. Also, too, as I keep mentioning, make sure you go to CrossoMeats.com, check it out, or, hit Jess or I up on the phone, on the messenger, get yourself some Crosso Meat. You know that you need that good, that just beef, right? Like, you don't want to be eating all this vegetables all the time and being some weak little soy boy. Like, the stuff that's coming our way, guys, you are going to want to be physically and mentally strong. So get yourself some good meat, feed that brain of yours, feed that body of yours, be strong, crush it. Go to CrossoMeats.com. You can also become a subscriber there. As you know, we just ship it out to your door every single month. Or if you're local, hey, you can swing by and grab it. We'll drop it off at your house. Either way, again, go to CrossoMeats.com, grab yourself some meat, become a subscriber, get a cool t-shirt too. All right, everybody. I am excited about this one, all fired up today. So I think you're going to like this. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another solo episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you here today. So I am fresh off of a week full of just craziness and just a couple of things that, I don't know, just really kind of jumped out at me. So first and foremost, just kind of what happened this week was we went through, so a company that I work with, Aletha Health, was actually here locally, and I had an opportunity to kind of put them through some things here on the ranch. We also did a lot of other kind of team building type activities and really just put people out of their normal kind of comfortable situation, get them out of their comfort zone in general, and just kind of see how people respond. Now, one of the things that I wish is that more of us, more often, could truly be put in these types of situations to where everything in you wants to quit, everything in you doesn't want to do whatever's in front of you, just so you could see the reaction from yourself. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know I'm huge on trying to push yourself every day and do the workouts and push yourself there, get yourself out of your comfort zone, try to do things that maybe scare you, challenge you, all of that type of stuff. But the reality is even with, like, let's say working out, right? Most of us, when we work out, we might put ourselves in an extremely stressful situation in terms of how hard we're working out, the intensity, things like that. But there's also a lot of comfort in that because, like, for me, for example, my gym is here at our house, right? So I can just walk down to the shop. I'm in a very familiar setting. I know where everything is. Everything's very comfortable. Now, the workout itself may be strenuous. It may be very uncomfortable, but there's still a lot of comfort even within that, kind of that workout, if you want to term it that way. So when you take someone and you put them in a different environment, maybe it's a completely foreign environment, or you put them in situations that are completely different, I believe that's where you can start understanding what your character looks like. That's where you can really start seeing, internally, what am I really made of? Because let's face it, all of us look at ourselves and we say, I'm a badass, right? Or, so many of us. It's like, I can handle anything, right? And then something hits us and it's like, I can't handle anything. I actually freak out when stuff goes bad, or I lose my mind when I'm in stressful situations. And, maybe it's, I don't want the ball when the game is on the line. I melt, and we've seen athletes even who notoriously kind of choke under pressure. And so then it becomes a matter of, like, okay, Why is that? How do I fix it? How do I identify it? So that's really where I want to focus on a little bit today, because I do believe that, again, most of us feel like we can overcome most things that are put in front of us, right? But then when they're put in front of us and we don't overcome them, then we're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't handle that better. I can't believe maybe I lost my temper. And then it starts creating this doubt. So one of the things that we did, and we did a lot of really cool activities, and one of the things we put everybody through here at the ranch was becoming an American cowboy. And so we had this little obstacle course, we timed it, competition, all of that stuff. But a couple days ago, what we did was we went over to, you know, my friend, my neighbor here, Brian Morgan, who owns Hat Creek Training, and we shot guns. So it was kind of like, oh, this will be fun. You know, we're going to go shoot some guns. But then after that, we had a challenge, and it was a very, very, very hard challenge. So essentially what happened is we went and we shot and we practiced and everything else. And, you know, you have to remember there's people in this group who have never even shot a gun before in their life. I know if you live rural or maybe you're local, that's probably pretty odd to hear. But a lot of the people, you know, they're from the Bay Area. They're from, you know, the East Coast, from Canada. They're kind of all over. Shooting guns isn't in their culture where they live like it may be here in more rural culture. So that first and foremost is a very uncomfortable thing. But then what we did later is basically I was running the shuttle, but I also partook in this. I really wanted to be a part of it because I wanted that test, right? I wanted that test. And so what you would do is you would get dropped kind of up this mountain, basically in the middle of nowhere, right? And where you started from, really, you could only see like a good incline, and then it kind of turned a corner to the left, and there's a bunch of, you know, trees and vegetation. So you couldn't really see where the road goes. And where the discomfort really starts is that you aren't dropped there and then told, hey, you have a quarter mile, half mile, 5 miles to go. All that you know when you're dropped there is that you have to just take off as fast as you can. And at some point along the way, there's going to be some shooting involved. Now, yes, you could hear a gunshot going off, but when you have suppressors and you're in a canyon, sometimes things sound way closer than they are. Sometimes they sound farther away. It depends on the wind and all that type of stuff, right? So, yes, you could hear gunshots like way off in the distance, but you have no clue how far those are away from you. So what I decided to do is I decided to take off running because I don't know why. Probably because I'll tell you kind of my strategy, and this is where strategy goes out the window, is right at the top when it goes to the left and it kind of goes behind all the trees and everything, it looked like it flattened out because where you first started was basically straight uphill. So my thought was if I could run while I'm still fresh, get up over this hill, then I can kind of start walking as it, you know, or maybe slowing down a little bit, catch my breath when it flattens out a little bit. So I take off running and, you know, my boy Pierce is helping everybody get started. He's a former special ops guy. And he runs up with you for the first little bit, and then he turns back to get the next person started. We had like a 6 minute gap in between each of us doing this. And so I take off, and the biggest thing for me is I just don't want to let the person behind me catch me, right? Because I felt like, because the way that you would get eliminated in this competition is if the person behind you caught up and touched you. So that's how you would eliminate somebody. So like my brain goes to, and I've said this before, and maybe it's a, you know, part of my wiring, maybe it's a drawback or whatever, but I wasn't even thinking about catching the person in front of me so much as it was like, there's no way I'm letting the person behind me catch me. So really that's all that's going through my head, right? Like you better go. The person behind me is going to catch me. If this person catches me, it's going to be terrible. So it's just like, no way am I going to let that happen. So I take off running. Pierce turns back and I just keep running because it flattened out a little bit. And it's like, okay, I'll just kind of run through this flat period and then, you know, I'll slow down. And so by the top of this, when I say flat, nothing's flat here. So just more of a gradual grade, let's say. I get to the top of this and then it switches back to the right and you couldn't see it. And it's like straight up again. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Because by this time I'd run up the first steep part. I've run up kind of the more gradual increase. And now it gets like really steep. And so I'm just like, and in this moment, and this is where I want to go with this, why I'm telling you the story. Because in the moment, I felt like I couldn't breathe. It was muggy out, it had rained, and then it warmed up. And, you know, you're kind of in the woods with more moisture in the air, super foggy morning. And then I also think it was just the anxiety of what I was just saying. I was so dead set and determined that I could not let the person behind me catch me. And I probably, not probably, I know I overexerted myself just trying to get that gap in between us. And the next thing you know, I feel like honestly, it felt like I was hyperventilating almost. Like I just could not catch my breath. Now, I wouldn't say I'm some peak athlete, but I'm in fairly good shape and, pretty good shape, I would think, from probably my age. But anyways, I just could not breathe. And then your mind starts going to, oh my gosh, like I can't breathe. Is there something wrong with me? You know, my heart's just beating out of my chest because just tired, right? And there is the anxiety and the adrenaline of the challenge and just kind of everything coming together. And it's like, oh my gosh, I've got to breathe. But I didn't want to stop. And everything in my brain at that point is telling me, stop. You know, you're going to have a heart attack, man. You're going to die out on this mountain. Stop. Just take a breath. Like that's where my brain's going, right? And I just couldn't, I wouldn't do it. It's not that I couldn't, I wanted to. With everything in my being, I wanted to stop, but I wasn't willing to. And kind of the point of today is, number one, when is the last time you put yourself in a situation like that? You're in a different type of an environment. You're maybe a little bit scared. Maybe you're a little bit, you don't know what's coming at you. You don't know what's next. I have no idea how far I'm going. You know, I have no idea how steep it gets up around the next corner. I have no idea of what comes after the, you know, once we get to the top of the mountain. Like, not all of it's an unknown. So you don't know if maybe by this point I'm halfway there. Maybe I'm literally a 15th of the way there. I have no idea. So then you start thinking, oh, do I preserve my energy more? Do I go all out? Do I, you know, and you have all these thoughts just swirling through your brain. But the one thing that I feel like we have to be able to do in that situation, you have to be able to quiet your mind. And then you have to be able to control your thoughts, right? You can't control every thought that hits your brain, but you can control what you focus on and how you want to approach different things. And so in that moment, as I feel like, seriously, swear to God, I feel like I am dying. I was just like, all I have to do is just keep going. No, I can't run right now. There's no way I can continue running, but don't stop. Don't quit. Don't sit down. Don't do any of that. You just have to keep going. And that was my mindset. And for this whole course, and I don't know how long it was, maybe a half mile or something like that, pretty much straight up the mountain. Like through that entire track, the only thing that I could think of is just keep going. Just keep going. I was trying to like breathe, get my heart rate back down because it was starting to freak me out a little bit, not going to lie, like how fast my heart was beating. And, just full pulse in your head just sounds like a drum beating in my ears. You know, like it was intense for a second. But the one thing that I'll tell you that I was most proud about was in that moment, I could at least have a little bit of perspective and I was able to get my thinking clearly enough within all of that type of kind of chaos and fear and anxiety and nervousness and all of those things, I was able to control it a little bit. And so what ended up happening is you get to the top and then you have to pick up, I don't know how heavy the sandbag was. I heard some people say 50 pounds. I heard other people say 100 pounds. I know it was heavy and you had to carry it the rest of the way up the hill, drop it, and then you had to hop right on a gun, and then you had three targets, and then you had to go to the next location. You had four targets, the next location, you had five, and then you had to go, and there's this big Connex set up to where you have to crawl up. It's like three stories high. It's like a Connex with stuff built on top of it, and so then you have to go in there, and then there's another damn sandbag, and you have to grab it, and you have to reach it up like over your head into the next level, throw it up there, and then climb up, grab it, throw it to the next level, climb up, and it's like in this little square. And at the top one, you have to basically like army crawl out of it, out of the little building under the deck. And then there's two different locations with a 338, like a high caliber rifle. And there's five locations you have to hit, you have to hit five and then you move over and you hit the other five. And